Welcome. We're so excited to have you here. I'm Jeannie and I'm with Jill Wright, and we are Executive Shine Conversations That Count. And one of the things we do is we scour the planet to find the most amazing people who do radical things way outside the norm and are having a positive impact on the world, because we use the media to exploit what's going right out there. And I am so excited because tonight Jill did some scouring when I was on assignment elsewhere, and she found a guest that's going to rock our world. It's Michelle Barnes, and I'm going to hit some highlights about Michelle. There's so much, but I'm going to hit a few highlights. One of the things that fascinates me about her is that I know we're going to have some radical conversation tonight, because she, at 23 years old, left law school to get into network marketing. That's a radical shift. So we'll be chatting about that. She's built 5 companies into strong 6-figure incomes. Before she was 30, she'd already made $8 million. So the girl's got some Conversations That Count swag going on. But you know what? In addition to being on Success Magazine, in addition to being a speaker at one of my favorite people on the planet, Ray Higdon, and Eric Worre. So she definitely has a place in that world that's quite up there. She shared the stage with one of my mentors, John Maxwell. She shared it with Gary Vaynerchuk, Robert Kiyosaki, Darren Hardy, and a whole world of people. So Michelle's going to be dropping some serious value bombs tonight. So I'd like to take a minute to say, welcome. We are so excited to have you.
Well, hello. I'm so excited to be here. Of course, I'm like the social media queen, so I had to like document this amazing moment with you fabulous ladies for sure. So I'm excited to be here, Jeannie and Jill. Gosh, like this is going to be so much fun.
It is. It is. So, you know, when Jill was telling me about you, we talked a little bit about you've done a lot of things, not just on the stage, but in your own personal health.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Because you have a way of radically increasing energy levels and dropping pounds at the same time.
Yeah. So, you know, I've actually been, in the network marketing industry for 25 years. Prior to that, I was a personal trainer like 100 years ago, back in like the Step Reebok days. Do you ladies remember that?
Absolutely.
With like the shiny tights and, you know, the butt floss, you know, little outfits. Anyway, so yeah, those are the good old days. So, you know, I did all that stuff back then. So I've always had a passion for health and fitness and nutrition and wellness, clean living. And but, you know, over the 25 years, you know, so many things change, right? And, you know, back then I was like sold on Body for Life, where I was eating the 6 small meals a day. And, you know, I almost was like a little obsessed with, oh my God, what am I going to eat next? You know? And then full circle, coming back to where we are now, it was about 2 years ago that I, you know, like I'm like a crazy psychotic goal setter. I'm sure we'll talk about that. But 2 years ago, I, you know, was just feeling terrible. I was, you know, not feeling great. My energy levels were low. I had, you know, about 30 pounds had just kind of snuck up on me. I didn't even realize that I had put on 30 pounds, and I'm pretty tall, so I can kind of hide it well. But you know, my clothes weren't fitting and I just felt more lethargic and, you know, just was frustrated. And so 2 years ago, I just made a decision. And so there's about a handful of things that I did that made a huge difference. And I lost over 30 pounds, over 35 total body inches, have kept the weight off now for a year and a half. My weight maybe fluctuates 3 to 5 pounds, but I'm where I want to be. And, you know, in my upper 40s, like I'll take that. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's nice to find something that works. And I don't think there's a one size fits all, you know, and we can go more into that if you want, ladies, but you know, it's just, you know, it feels good when you get things in check, right?
Right. When everything's working in alignment. Did you exercise?
I did. So I've always been someone to exercise. There's a lot of folks that don't exercise on the system that I used. You know, and I even have, there's a woman who is paralyzed from the waist down. It was a gymnast and was going to the Olympics and you know, had a bad fall. And so she had put on probably 30 or 40 pounds, you know, not being able to exercise. And this was the first thing that worked for her as well. And so, you know, I've got people that have had really bad back injuries that were not able to work out that this has helped. You know, and it does, what it does is it actually attacks the white visceral fat, which is like gut, love handles, back fat, thighs, kind of those problem areas that tend to just stick no matter what we do.
Bring it.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, it's like, and I mean, you ladies know what I'm talking about. Like there's a lot of people that'll lose weight, but then they're kind of a skinny fat version of themselves. And, you know, it's because of that white visceral fat. And so this actually attacks that, which is awesome. But it also like increases your energy. It resets and boosts your metabolism. You know, it inhibits fat storage. There's collagen in it, which is all the craze right now. But this collagen is the only collagen of its type in the entire world. So, you know, that, and then I did that along with intermittent fasting. And I think, you know, like I said, finding something that fits for you and your lifestyle, and intermittent fasting was, I mean, I was the most skeptical person on the planet about that. And now I've been doing that for over 2 years as well.
You know, wow. Jill had told me about it. Jill, you use some of the same stuff, right?
Yes. I met Michelle. Look at her skin. So that was what I was really impressed with too, is how beautiful her skin is. So I wanted to know about the collagen and the benefits that she's using because she looks fabulous.
Yeah, she does.
Well, thank you. And you know, I got to tell you, ladies, I mean, you know, I'm an older mom. You know, I had my boys at 37 and 39 and, you know, they're 9 and 12 now. And I mean, I feel like, and I just realized that like this month is exactly 4 years that I've been taking the collagen religiously. And that is just one product that I will not go one day without. I just won't. Like if I forget to take it, I will get out of bed and go down and take a swig and go back to bed, because the difference that it's made, I mean, my skin looks way better than it did before I had kids. My hair is longer and thicker.
Look at her hair.
Like than it's ever been. I've always wanted to have long hair and never had long hair, like longer, healthier. Mine's always been real. I have a lot of hair, but it's fine. So it gets tangled up really easy and stuff like that. You know, and then my knees. Oh my gosh, you guys. I mean, you know, I played sports in high school and college and, you know, I was on the dance team and cheerleading and all this crazy crap back in the days. And I honestly, in my 40s, I just thought my knees were shot. I thought, you know what, like my knees are just, this is just the way it is. And you know, it is what it is. And my knees literally do not hurt at all anymore. And, you know, we can't make any medical claims or anything like that, but man, you know, I'm doing spin classes, I'm doing bar classes, a lot of those things I wasn't able to do 4 years ago. So I
one of the motivations for me to try this in addition to losing weight is I gifted myself with a different form of exercise. Yes, it's true. Ellen's DJ Twitch is teaching me hip hop. People, I'm in my 50s and I have those issues. I'm telling you, he's killing me. It's going to take me 6 months to learn a routine. I'm twisting up like a pretzel and I'm in positions I've never been. I need that collagen really bad right now.
Okay, well, I'm doing one of those classes with you. That sounds like a blast.
He's like, but I, you know, I've done dance classes before.
Yeah.
In college, my best friend said, hey, we're going to take a break from the stress. And the next thing I know, I'm in front of a barn. And I thought, where's the candid camera? What's up? She's like, I just signed us up for clogging lessons. And I thought, that sounded like something a lumberjack would do. And I'm in there for 13 weeks with tap shoes. Now, I'm telling you what, if we break out in river dance, I got you.
Oh my God, I love it so much. That is hilarious. Well, so Michelle, at least you're making your workouts fun, Jeannie.
How did you go from I'm going to be an attorney to boom, I'm leaving and going to network marketing. Forget this attorney stuff.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, it was kind of accidentally. I mean, I went to CU Boulder for my undergrad, and then I went to law school, to a private law school, Whittier Law School out in LA. And, you know, it was 30 grand for 1 year, and I'd spent about 50 grand on my undergrad. And so I was like $80,000 in debt. And, you know, I had wanted to be an attorney since I was 14. You know, my mom always said, well, you like to argue and you like to win. So, you know, shit, get paid for it, you know? And so, you know, I think I watched too many like TV shows and, you know, only saw the courtroom stuff, you know, didn't see all the like sitting in the library for 15 hours a day. So yeah, I just, you know, in my first year, I was interning with some attorneys and they were just miserable. And, you know, honestly, they were making over $500,000 a year, but they never saw their wives. They never saw their kids. They had all the toys in the houses and the cars and the boats and this, you know, ski-doos and, you know, all those things, but they never got to play with any of it or see any of it. And I just thought, you know what, like they have money freedom, but they don't have time freedom. And for me, I was just like, I don't want to be them in 20 years. And, you know, I just looked at their lifestyle and I thought, gosh, I knew I wanted to be a mom. And I was like, how the hell am I going to pull that off being in this firm 80 hours a week? Like they are. And I was the only woman in the law firm at the time. And, you know, I just thought, and my internal GPS system was just like, you are going the wrong way. And I remember calling my mom just bawling, like, I don't know what to do. I've spent all this money and this is what I've always wanted to do. And now it's not what I want to do. And she's like, just come home, try to figure it out. So in between my first year and second year of law school, I answered an ad in the paper and it ended up being network marketing. And I was pissed, honestly. And I saw products in the corner and I almost turned around and walked out. And I think about it all the time. Here I am 25 years later. And it's been a lifelong career that I'm absolutely obsessed with and love. But I'm like, oh my God, what if I would have walked out? You know, like what would I be doing today? Where would I be? And so that no would have cost me a lot of money. So I'm glad I didn't say no. I'm glad I was open-minded enough to just, you know, take a look at it. And I just, you know, fell in love with it. I fell in love with helping people's health. I fell in love with helping people's financial situation. And I fell in love with teaching people how to think differently. That is really, really my jam, because they took a 23-year-old with a total employee mindset and helped mold me into an entrepreneur. But it took kind of flipping the script on what I had been, what I had learned and what I had been telling myself my whole life. You know, I mean, I was always told to go to school, get good grades, start at the bottom, work your way to the top and you'll be successful. And, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, now you're going to be an entrepreneur. And so, you know, and when you're an entrepreneur, as you ladies know, who are fabulous entrepreneurs, you know, when you're your own boss, I mean, you know, it takes discipline. It takes consistency. It takes showing up when you don't want to, all those things. So that's what I really fell in love with. And that's where the success in network marketing kind of created a platform for significance to make a difference, you know, and really do the coaching and mentoring and speaking that I really love doing.
Well, and one thing too that I want to bring up that I notice about you is that you have an extraordinary ability to connect. And that's obviously what I notice, because that's what I specialize in, is the human connection piece. And Jeannie specializes in the communication piece. And both of those things, you are really extraordinary. So tell us some things about, how did you learn to connect with people? Because you really do. You honor, you know, I teach a lot of entrepreneurs to just honor the people in front of them and to be able to listen and appreciate people in their own unique style. But you've done a lot of that. And so what are the things that you do and how did you learn those things?
You know, what was so great is I've always loved humans, you know, I can honestly say that like ever since I was like itty bitty, like since I can remember, I talked to everybody, you know, I mean, even when I was four, my mom was like, okay, you know, don't talk to strangers. And I was like, well, what do they look like? You know, because I was like, well, if you don't want me to talk to somebody, I need to know what that stranger thing looks like, because I talk to everybody, you know. And I'm the type of person that'll go to the bathroom and come out 5 minutes later and know the girl in the stall next to me, know her entire life story, you know, like where she's from and how many kids she has and what she does for a living. And, oh my gosh, she just moved here to Colorado, or, you know, whatever. So I've always been kind of that person. But there was a lot of it that I did have to learn, because I was 23. You know, I had no business being in business. I was, you know, broke, and, you know, I'd never even had a real job besides like waiting tables. You know, which is good to learn communication skills and stuff like that. But you know, I went to a lot of seminars, and I read a lot of books, and I've done a ton of personal development and, you know, personality tests, and, you know, not just learning my personality type, but how do you deal with people that aren't like you? You know, it's easy to deal with people that are like us, because we're like, oh my God, we're so much alike, you know. The hard ones are the ones that aren't like us. And so I, you know, have been studying that for 25 years. So, you know, I always tell people, don't compare your chapter 2 to someone else's chapter 25. You know, like, I am not, you know, I'm a different person today than I was, you know, 25 years ago. I was just a dork, you know, and now I'm just a big dork, you know, that knows a little bit more, I guess, you know. But it's just that constant and never ending, like, improvement, and trying to just really embrace learning and growing and leadership skills and communication skills and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it time to go to, do we have a little commercial coming up, Jeannie?
We sure do. So hold on to your hats. We are going to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of being tired? Are you tired of your clothes not fitting the way you want them to? Are you frustrated when you look at that number on the scale? Seeing the number on the scale can be frustrating. Imagine a whole new generation of products that focus on what really counts: body composition. We have introduced an innovative trio of products that focus on fat loss and body composition. More muscle, less fat. This is the first in the world combination to reduce fat loss. It accelerates fat reduction, reduces fat cell size, reduces fat cell formation, improves muscle tone, boosts metabolism, burns more calories, and promotes lean body composition. This lean body system is the game changer you've been looking for. Go to trimwithus.com for $10 off on your first order today.
All right, we are back. Michelle, I want to hit on something. I'm actually a nurse executive, but I have a bizarre passion for sales, because I've been in direct marketing and other things in my career, and had a wonderful journey in it. Would probably still be in it today if my husband hadn't suddenly passed away. I didn't do the Michelle thing where I left the attorney career. I went back into the safety zone and brought that industry knowledge with me in team building. Wow. My question is this. Some people said to me, you could sell ice to an Eskimo, which isn't true, but I'll take it. But then some people say, oh, I hate sales. I could never do sales. And my belief is we are all doing sales every single day. So what is the biggest misperception about sales in or out of network marketing?
Gosh, you know, I was that person. I was scared to death of sales when I started in this business. That's why I almost walked out, because I was just like, I don't want to be schlepping stuff and selling stuff. And I was scared of sales. And, you know, I pictured like a, you know, sleazy car salesman, you know, with his shirt unbuttoned to his navel with 14 gold chains. And, you know, that was like my vision of a salesperson, which is so ridiculous. But, you know, I tell my team all the time, like, you want to get good at sales, and sales is just serving, you know, sales is finding solutions to someone's problem. And so when I started looking at it like that, like, okay, how can I serve these people? What problems do my people have that I can solve? And when that happened, it changed everything. A lot of people are like, oh, it's, you know, especially in direct sales and network marketing, multi-level, people are like, oh, it's not sales, it's just sharing. And it is, you know, that is really true. But I think the better you become at sales, which is serving and finding solutions to problems, you know, I mean, there's really the sky's the limit income wise, you know. Sales is the highest paid career in the world. you know?
Yeah. So what I've noticed is the people that are very good at it, like you, like Eric Worre, like, you know, Ray Higdon, you are master connectors. You're not coming pitching a product. And that's where I see some people making a mistake. They're trying to sell the product way before they've built the relationship and gotten to know what the person needs or wants or their perception of what they need. And that's when it gets the 15 gold chain sleazy salesman lizard lot coming at you going, hey, you want to buy, And I'll be honest with you, I'd love to have you hit up about 15 people a week, hit me up on LinkedIn in my network. And before they even know me, I've got a, you know, three paragraph statement from them of what they have and what they can do for me. And that, I don't know about you, but that's the quickest turnoff I've ever had.
I mean, I teach my team to do the exact opposite. And, you know, a really good friend of mine in the profession that's a trainer says, don't be, you know, Spamela Anderson. And, you know, a lot of them were, you know, were taught to be spammy. And, you know, I tell my team all the time, I'm like, people fast forward through commercials for a reason. You know, nobody wants to see it. And so, you know, the key is we do attraction marketing and we do curiosity marketing. And it's just when you've got people raising their hand saying, I want what you have, it's just so much better than doing the cut and paste, hey girl, you know, spammy Tammy posts and messages and getting in people's messenger. And it's like, if somebody just took a couple minutes to actually give a crap and like, hey, Jeannie, you were saying the other day that you, you know, could use some more energy or that you're going to do this, like, you know, 80 hour fast. What are your goals? I'd love to hear more about it. You know, and it did take, you know, God gave us our ears and our mouth in the proportion that we should use them. Like, you know, listen more, talk less. And I've really had to work on that because I'm like, blah, 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 total chatty Kathy, you know, so that's something I've totally had to work on over the 25 years is really listening to what people's needs are, you know, and then find a need and fill it, you know, that's what we do.
It is what we do. And I think that it all comes down to, Jill and I've talked about this many times, it comes down to leadership. Mm-hmm. And when you look back over your career, and you look back over what you perceive as leadership today and serving people in sales and leadership, what is the biggest, if Michelle could wave her magic wand, and I gave you this magic wand, and I said, Michelle, okay, this is the closest thing I got to a wand today, but I gave this to you. I passed the baton on from my rebounder handle, and I said, tell me, what would you change with people that they're not getting? You look to the left, you look to the right. And if there's one thing you could, man, if I could drill this concept in, that'd be everything.
Oh gosh. There's so many times where I'm like, I wish I could just take my brain and like plug it into the newest person, you know, in really any industry or any entrepreneur. You know, I always say like our profession and really entrepreneurship is it's a personal growth company with a pay plan attached to it. And the more you grow personally, the more money you're going to make. So honing in on skills that actually like the skill set, we can all get good at the skills if we're willing to, you know, and you're going to deal with the rejection and you're going to deal with the no's. And I always tell people to, you know, to marry the process and divorce the outcome, you know, like if you realize like, hey, this is, you know, I'm growing through this. So gosh, I mean, one thing that, if there was one thing I could change, I guess that was your question is one thing that I, phrase that question again.
If the one thing, if you could wave your magic wand and you see it, you see across the board a consistent misperception when people come into leadership or sales and you could change that consistent misperception immediately, what would it be?
You know, that it's easy. I mean, it's simple. You know, but it's not easy. And it takes, you know, I always tell people the best leaders that I've seen over the 25 years are consistent, visible leaders. And, you know, that's where I think it's so much easier to keep a train moving than it is to start it, stop it. That's exhausting, right? And so, you know, I always tell people you want to, first of all, get very, very clear on what it is you want. You know, clarity is power. So when you get clear on what it is you know, and begin with the end in mind, right? You know, and if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. So begin with the end in mind and go, okay, what do I want my life to look like? And then work your way backwards to say, okay, these are the things that I need to do. This is the stuff that's the most important to me in my life. And these are the things that I need to do to get, that's going to get me closer to those goals. So that consistency is everything, you know, consistently showing up. And, you know, like I always tell people, energy is everything and everything is energy. Like I'm kind of a mindset freak, just because, you know, so many people are too quick to be a victim. They're too quick to, you know, blame whatever it is, whatever their circumstances, they've got an excuse. They've got a justification. They've got a reason why it happened, or it's because of this person or that person. It's the, you know, my upline, my downline, the economy, the president, the this, my boss, my mom, my dad, my kids, you know, whatever. And it's like, in, you know, I call it APR, absolute personal responsibility. When someone decides to take absolute personal responsibility in every area of their life, and I do this because I teach a wheel of life in my time management courses. But, you know, if you want to get all areas of your life rolling and smoothly, then it takes that consistent effort, and it takes making a decision. It takes knowing exactly what you want the end to look like, and then working every day to get better at that. You know, Earl Nightingale says success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So as long as you know what you want and you're working toward that every day, and I think we hear that, you know, that quote all the time, you know, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I think we get kind of like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like I've heard that a million times, but it really is, because progress equals happiness. So it is really about the journey. And if you're putting one foot in front of the other consistently, you will get the results you want, whether it's fitness, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's with your children, whether it's, you know, with your finances, your business, whatever it is. So yeah, I hope that answers the question. I get all crazy.
Well, it does, but it also reminds me of something. I mean, as far as excuses go, I was raised very much on the wrong side of the tracks. I grew up on government assistance. I almost flunked out of high school. I had every reason not to succeed.
Yeah, me too.
And what I know and what I learned through the School of Hard Knocks is after many failures, it's the conditions and circumstances don't define you. Especially when you have a vision, the vision will pull you and get you out of bed in the morning, and clarity breeds confidence.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, when I was in the nursing, when I was working with cancer treatment patients, and I'm hospice is my background as well.
Wow.
And so what you said is personal growth rewards you in the industry. And here's what happened in the clinic setting. I became very good. I know you're going to be jealous at putting in catheters. Especially if people had tumors, I could work that thing around it. So Jeannie, we need you. I became very good at putting in IVs where veins didn't exist. I could just feel them and find them. But guess what happened? I walked out of that building and that skill was not transferable. It hasn't happened yet, but it could happen today. You or Jill, before this is over, may need a catheter or an IV, and I can hook you up. But that skill has not been transferable up to this point. But you know what? Everything I learned to grow, everything I learned to connect, everything I learned to sell, I can go anywhere with.
Anywhere, you know? And that is exactly what I try to tell people is like, these skills, they're going to help your family life, your relationships. It's going to help every area of your life if you really can focus on these specific skills, you know?
One of the things, well, sorry to interrupt you, Jeannie. I heard you give the most amazing presentation on goal setting. So you just touched on a couple of things that you have said in that, like your wheel. And so tell us some of the things that you put in there. Cause you're right, Jeannie, that is really important.
Yeah. Well, you know, clarity is confidence. Like Jeannie said, and clarity is confidence. It's confidence, it's power. You know, when you know what you want, but what's so crazy is, you know, I tell people all the time, most people spend more time planning a vacation than they do their own life. And, you know, a lot of people won't even put 2 hours aside to do this goal setting workshop because they're like, oh, you know, I don't have time, but they have time to binge on Netflix for 3 days straight, you know? And so it's like, again, life's about choices, right? And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, when I do time management stuff, we don't manage time. We all have the same 24 hours a day, whether you're Oprah, you know, Bill Gates, you know, Beyonce, we all have 20 or, you know, Jill Wright, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. So how come some people, you know, can make gazillions of dollars 24 hours a day and some can't? And a lot of it comes down to, you know, a lot of it comes down to, you know, pure grit. Like, let's just be real, you know? And that's what I love about your story, Jeannie. And I can't wait to hear your entire story because I grew up in Southwest Denver, totally in the hood. You know, my mom had me when she was 18, was divorced by the time I was 9 months old. My dad had addiction issues. I mean, it's just, you know, so, you know, here she is an 18-year-old raising this kid, you know, I mean, I thought it was hard at 37 and 39. I can't even imagine at 18, you know, but when you get really clear on what it is that you want, you know, and that's the goal setting, that's been such a huge passion of mine because 25 years ago, I guess it was about 24 years ago that I went to that event. I went to a 5-day seminar in Arizona and I spent 2.5 days at my first goal setting training ever. And 2.5 days. And we set goals 20 years out. And I remember sitting there at 24 years old thinking, 20 years? Like, oh God, that's, I'm going to be, you know, that's so far away. And here I am past that already, you know, at the 25 year mark. And so from that point on, every single year I've been doing a goal setting training and it started off, I was doing it for my team. And then my team started inviting like friends and family who invited friends and family who then, you know, real estate agencies started plugging in and mortgage brokers started plugging in and all these people. And so now it's a yearly call that I do that's just for anyone and everyone. And I just did it a couple weeks ago, as you were talking about, Jill, and we can definitely give that to your audience for free. I am giving it away for free for a short period of time because we're still in January, you know, and a lot of people have already forgot their goals. It's January 21st. And a lot of people probably are already like, wait, what goals? You know? And so my mission is for them to have come out of that goal setting training with 9 concrete goals, 3 personal development goals, 3 fun kind of thing, material goals, and 3 economic goals for the year of 2021. And then they'll have goals all the way to 20 years. And then I highly recommend people doing a vision board, you know, taking those goals and transferring it to a vision board. And when that happens, I mean, when you know what you want, when it comes to your spirituality, your career, physical, emotional, financial, family, relationships, all those areas, like if we can be real with where we are now, like here we are today, this is where we want to go. What do we need to do to close that gap? So.
That sounds amazing. Jill, yeah. We talked about your goal setting workshop for a week.
Oh, I love that, Jill. Oh, that makes me so happy. You have no idea. I mean, it's just, it is something that I'm super, super passionate about. And so to know that it has, you know, is making such an impact is makes me so happy.
Well, I shared it with all of my friends because it was so impactful. So we will definitely, can you tell the link for that or we can put that on the show notes?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It's just mentoringbymichelle.com/goals. So we can, you know, we can definitely get that out to you, but it's Mentoring by Michelle and it's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. So mentoringbymichelle.com/goals. You know, if for some reason you, you know, can't forget the link or the website, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook as Michelle Barnes Success Coach. And just shoot me a DM or a PM and say goals and I can shoot it over to you. So either way.
It was amazing. So that would really be a gift to our listeners because, and you had some special little things, like you talked about things on at the end that had to do with blue. you had to tell and have things about on the front porch. So share a couple of those things. That was really interesting, I thought.
So for 25 years now, my initial mentor that I did that first 2.5 day goal setting training with, he had made $93 million that year personally. So, you know, this is not someone just saying like, hey, try this. I think it works. You know, I mean, if you made $93 million personally, obviously the shit works, you know, excuse the French. So, you know, that, so he would teach us to put our goals on blue index cards with blue ink. And it's statistically proven that blue on blue goes into your subconscious more. And our subconscious mind is what's running our entire life. Okay. And there's this, so, you know, we have this paradigm and that's our subconscious mind. And, you know, our conscious mind can accept or reject anything, but our subconscious mind will take whatever we plant in it. Unfortunately, 97% of the people on the planet are planting the wrong seeds, you know, and plant, I mean, if you plant, you know, this seed, you're not going to get that a totally different tree. You're going to get what you plant. And so that is like the biggest thing about the blue on blue. And so, you know, some people think it's crazy. I'm like, hey, it works, you know, like this is where I'm coachable, like call it stupid, smart, naive. you know, it's worked for me. My blue index cards are right here.
I got my blue cards.
Yeah. I literally have them everywhere. I mean, like I have them inside books. I mean, like it's crazy. Like they are just, they're everywhere.
How often do you look at them?
What's that?
How often do you look at them?
Every day. Yeah. There's very few days. I mean, I'll miss a day here and there, you know, and then I'll be like, dang it, you know, but the key is to put yourself in the present tense with those. And so that's what I teach you in this goal setting workshop, is to have 9 concrete goals where you can say, I am so happy and grateful now that, and your goal is in the present tense as if it already happened. And, you know, your mind plays tricks with you. And when you first start reading it, you're like, yeah, right, whatever, you know, but after you read it for 30 consecutive days, you're like, yeah, you know, and then 90 days in. But I mean, you read those goals and really feel what it would feel, what would it feel like to have achieved that? And which is why I do a rocking chair test at the end of the goal setting training, where I have people, you know, hey, you're 85, you're 90, 95 years old, you're sitting on a porch in a rocking chair and you're looking back at your life and, you know, you've achieved, you know, all these goals that you set out to get. How do you feel? Or you didn't and you have all kinds of regrets. How do you feel? You know?
That sounds like a Back to the Future exercise.
Kind of, right? It kind of is.
It was really powerful because think what happens if you don't do these things. 25 years goes by so fast, you know.
Oh my God, you guys, I never thought I would be 25 years into this business. You know, I remember being pregnant with my first son when I had this house built. And like, I had this house built thinking in my mind that he was never going to grow up. And now, you know, now he's 12 and a half. And so, you know, the things about this house that I would have never thought I would need for a 12-year-old, because I just couldn't even imagine him being 12, you know, it's here, it's happening. It's right here now. So the time is going to pass anyway. So it's like, why not make it fantastic? You know?
Absolutely.
You said, when I listened to you talk about the goal setting, I have this book here called Influencer. All right.
I think I have that.
Do you have that book? The Influencer from the Vital Smarts gang, Joseph Grady and people. Anyway, he says in here, the fact that many of us don't realize that it's our duty to become good at exerting influence causes us a great deal of grief. Instead of owning it, what we end up doing is we end up settling. We'd rather learn how to settle for what we've got and be better copers rather than influencers.
Yeah.
And so the exercise you're talking about and the things you're talking about force us to get out of that mold.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. I tell people all the time that we are designed for greatness, but we're programmed for failure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, and it's so true, you know, and it's, you know, it's all this programming that we've had our whole lives, whether it's, you know, parents or teachers or, you know, the church or, you know, whatever. And some is good and some is bad, you know, and, you know, it just is what it is. So a lot of times there's a lot of work. You take whatever age you are and you're like, okay, if you've been doing things a certain way for X amount of years, you know, you got to flip that switch and you've got to find a way to, and I always say repetition is the mother of all learning. The only way that you're going to trick your subconscious mind into creating different results is through repetition.
Is that what you credit your success to?
I do. A lot of it is the repetition. You know, I am, you know, it's not, you know, I always say people that are, who are successful, it's not like we don't have, you know, it's not like we're not afraid. It's not like we don't doubt ourselves. It's not like we don't, you know, feel like we have imposter syndrome at times and, you know, all of these things. But the difference between someone who's immensely successful and someone who isn't is really just a little bit. You know, they get out of their comfort zone a little bit more. They make one more call. You know, they just could, that's why they say, you know, there's no one, the extra mile is always empty, you know, because not a lot of people will go the extra mile. And so I think, you know, consistency for me has probably been the key to my success in everything, in every area of my life. I can look at every area that I have success in my life. It's due to being consistent.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jill, what would you attribute your success to?
I think I just vision and being really, really passionate about taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And making sure that we're connecting and that I'm taking care of them in the best way possible and in the best way that they can hear that, the best way they need to. And being able to see the possibilities within them and then to be able to develop those possibilities. And that's true with so many people, and to trust them to do their best and to expect the best from them. And then when they do show you the best of who they are, they've pushed themselves too out of their comfort zone. So when they've achieved something because you believe in them, that's when they really connect with you, because very few people have somebody who believed in them in their life. Like, think about who believed in you, Jeannie, and who believed in you, Michelle, that made a difference for you.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Jeannie, do you want to answer that first?
You know my answer. It's Clyde Dorn. I walked in his classroom. I flunked out of practically high school. And I said, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend the rest of my life flipping hash browns at Waffle House. What do I do? And so I went to apply to college, a little ignorant. They took one look at my transcript and said, mm-mm. And I was so disappointed and pissed. It was one of the top 5 schools in the country for nursing and health sciences. But as I was walking out, the admin assistant caught me out of the corner of her eye. She goes, Jeanette, because that's my formal name, there is one thing you could do. If you went to community college and proved yourself, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, I'll show you. So I went to community college, freshman English, first class, second assignment. The girl with the 1.6 GPA graduate. At the second assignment, this professor, who later became our mayor in town, yelled at all of us at how lousy our homework was. And he said, but there's one person in here who could be teaching this course. And we're like, dang, who screwed up the bell curve for us? And he walks up to me and hands me my paper and said, this was nice work. I want to see you after class. Told me that I had a gift for communication. Told me I was the next Irma Bombeck. Told me I should change my major from nursing to English. Wow. I didn't do that. But that 10-minute conversation is a turning point in my life, because I walked in 5'4". I walked out 10 feet tall. Yeah. It changed my perception, and I was on the dean's list most of the rest of college.
Oh, my gosh.
What about you?
That I love that, Jeannie. And you know, it's like, there's a few people. The first one was my mom. You know, my mom is my best friend. She's my hero. You know, to have me when she was 18. And, I remember like it was yesterday, and I actually share this story on a lot of stages, because there's a training material behind the message, and I'll tell it really quick. But my mom, when I was 4 years old, she was 22 years old. So imagine 22 years old, got a 4 year old. We didn't have anything. You know, we moved from an apartment to this little tiny house, and we didn't even have furniture. We had a mattress on the floor. We had a little black and white TV, and we had this big stereo that, remember back in the 70s when the lights would blink to the music. And so we would dance because we had no furniture in the house. So we would dance and do gymnastics and stupid stuff. And we'd be, you know, like, you know, bet you can't do this, bet you can't do that, you know, and like get each other to do different things. And that was our entertainment because it was free. And I remember two doors down, there was a little gal named Kimmy. And Kimmy lived in what I thought was the big house, you know, like they did an add-on to her house. And so Kimmy had the big house, but Kimmy also had two parents. She had the Nike tennis shoes, you know, she had the Barbie dream house, the Barbie Corvette. I didn't even like Barbies, but I was like, dang, I want that, you know? And so I remember I remember this like it was yesterday, you guys. Like I went home and I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, you know, I was like, how come we don't have any furniture? And my mom stopped, and I mean, like I can picture her. She stopped and just kind of looked for a little bit. And you know, so you could tell she was getting a little choked up, but she just, you know, was trying to hide that. And she was like, she used to call me Shelly, she still does really. But she was like, Shelly, she's like, where would we dance? And when she said that, I was like, yeah, where would we dance? Like Kimmy has crap all over her house. Like she can't dance and do gymnastics and stuff. But the point behind that story is, being what I teach my team now and what I teach on stages when I talk about mindset is becoming the spin master. You know, I tell people you've got to become the spin master of your thoughts. The only thing we have 100% control over is our thoughts and our feelings. Okay. And so that's the only thing. We can't control what other people do and say, we can't control what they do to us. We can't control a lot of things. But when we become the spin master and learn how to spin every negative thought into a positive one and turn every negative situation into a positive one, and having faith that everything really does happen for a reason and a purpose. And we're tested, you know, we're all tested with that, you know, because when you're in it, you're like, why the hell is this happening to me? And we can take one of two paths. We can whip out our victim card and swipe it like crazy. Or we can say, you know what? It's not about what happened to me. It's about how I'm going to respond to what happens to me. And I always say, you know, tell people E plus R equals O. So whatever the event is plus your response is what's going to determine the outcome. So our response always determines the outcome. It's never what happens to us. It's always going to be how we respond to what happens to us. Not that it's easy all the time, but becoming the spin master is the most important thing and the most important lesson, that anyone could ever learn, is just getting good at spinning those negative thoughts into positive ones, because positive in, positive out, negative in, negative out. You know, I always tell people your thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results. So if you have positive thoughts, positive feelings, you're going to take positive action, you're going to have positive results, and it's just going to be cyclical. But if it's negative in, negative out, that's going to be cyclical. And that's what a lot of people do. And that's how a lot of people exist and live, you know, their entire lives. And, you know, it's just, life is a lot more enjoyable when you can find the good in everything.
So true. We looks like we have a caller. Gia from Michigan is online too. Welcome, Gia.
Hello.
Are you still there? Michelle, that was amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I get all crazy. I tell you, I get all fired up about this stuff.
Gia, are you here? Guess not. Okay. Well, we love you, Gia. Yeah. So you have to call back next week. But that's really profound what you said, Michelle. And you can redirect. That was beautiful what your mom said. And it kind of reminds me, because in my case, I was rebellious. And my success is based on my dad telling me when I was 15 years old that I would never be successful without him.
Gosh, these parents kill me.
And so I was so driven, but I'm so grateful for that.
Right? Right.
Because if that wouldn't have happened, I know I would have not been so driven like I was, because I was like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to have the most successful company in the entire United States. And I wanted that from when I was so young. And that happened. But then now moving forward, then you take that into everything else you do. So we're now creating the next best company in the United States, you know, pulling those things together. So those things, you can allow them to motivate you your whole life. And
well, and those things do. They will either motivate you or paralyze you. And, you know, and I do think there is a certain personality type that is a little more red or A type, that somebody says that and it's like, okay, I'm going to prove you wrong. And then there's certain personalities that will, you know, close up, shell up and go, oh my gosh, you know, my dad is right. And, you know, those are the people that we fix as coaches, you know, in their 50s now, you know,
right.
Which, sucks, you know. And I mean, whether it's, you know, my sixth grade, you know, teacher told me I was stupid and that I was horrible at math and I would never be good at math. So guess what? I believed it because I was 12, you know, and I'm like, screw that. Like, I don't like math, but I could have been good at it, you know? So, you know, but then I had a law teacher that said, oh my gosh, you're going to be the best attorney ever. And she, you know, when you breathe life into people, like that. And it's like, it amazes me that some people just choose to not do that, you know?
I think everybody listening to us, as well as all of us in here, have an opportunity every single day or week of our life to have a conversation that counts. Yeah. And it can be a 10-minute one-time conversation that becomes the turning point for someone else's life. Because what it does is it helps them master the most important conversations they'll ever have. And that's the conversations that they have with themselves.
Yeah. Oof.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That reminds me of a great book that's right there on my shelf. I always know right where the books are.
Well, we're going to have you back on, because they are telling us it is time to go.
All right.
But let's have her on, Jeannie, she needs to be our coach. Yeah. Well, she's going to be our fitness coach.
Hell yeah, let's do this, ladies. We'll whip y'all into shape. We'll have fun while we're doing it. We'll do this like dance thing that Jeannie's got going on. That'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
Look out, Twitch. I'm bringing some people with me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, ladies. Thank you for having some conversations
that count with us today. I wish you all the best. I look forward to having you back. And remember, you guys can find somewhere, somehow, some way to shine in building into another person's life with just a few simple words of encouragement that changes everything. Thanks so much for joining us today. Take care, everyone.